The game on Saturday night at the Sadlin Center perfectly emulated how the season series has gone between the North Bay Battalion and the Barry Colts. Throughout the 60 minutes, the teams traded chances and matched each other goal for goal on the scoreboard. In overtime, they traded chances and neither goaltender was willing to bend to their opposition, with spectacular saves on both sides. In the end, a shootout decided the winner as Alliston, Ontario native Liram Amidovsky finally secured a 5-4 victory for the visiting troops after 10 rounds of the shootout. This added another exciting chapter to what continues to be a storied rivalry, ever since the battalion moved to the Gateway City. North Bay, 202740, and Barry, 331522, have had some great postseason battles and this year, even though they are at opposite ends of the standings, the games between these squads have been entertaining, and not at all one-sided. There's also the added element of these teams having traded some prominent personnel this season, and in fact 7 of the 8 goals were scored by either a current or a former member of the battalion. There's a couple of familiar faces on that team, and it's definitely nice to see them again. But on the ice, it's all business and we took care of that today, and have to keep rolling, says Inat Pazzi, who spoke to the Old Tonight broadcast after the game. Back and forth they went in Barry, just like they have all season. North Bay took the first game in September 4-1. Barry won the next 2 on back-to-back nights at the end of December. The troops retaliated with a 2-0 shutout victory on home ice in January. The goaltending matchup has also been intriguing this season. Saturday's starters were Sam Hillebrandt for the Colts, who was 0-2 against North Bay this season, but gave up just 3 goals in the 2 losses. The battalion countered with Mike McKiver, who carried a record of 1-2 in 3 starts against Barry. He gave up a combined 7 goals in the 2 losses, but also made 22 saves in the 2-0 win on January 16, one of the high points of the season. While both goaltenders would have loved to have made a few more saves in regulation, they made up for it in extra time as they were phenomenal in overtime and combined to stop 17 shooters in the shootout. McKiver, 141420, made a huge save at 120 into the extra frame. The Colts came in on a 2-on-1 and McKiver made a huge glove save off a shot from Grayson Tiller. Hillebrandt, 171002, then stopped Shamar Moses on a partial breakaway. With just over a minute to go, McKiver made another big stop going down to the ice and taking away what looked like a for-sure goal by the Colts, while Hillebrandt countered by kicking out the right pad on a shot that was taken from the left circle and redirected off a skate toward Hillebrandt, but he was quick to turn it away. In the shootout, Nick Wellenreiter was the first shooter for North Bay and he scored, while former battalion Anthony Romani beat McKiver as Barry's second shooter. That was it until Amidovsky ended things 8 rounds later. The battalion never trailed in this contest and built up 4 separate 1-goal leads. North Bay opened the scoring 11-27 into the contest. The troops broke out of their own zone on a 3-on-1 play, with Ethan Procizin leading the procession down the left wing. He promptly placed a perfect pass on to the tape of Jacob Therrien, who redirected the one-timer past Hillebrandt for his 9th goal of the season. Cole Beaudoin, 17, scored 15-32 off a rebound in front of the North Bay net to tie the game 1-1. Shortly after, it was Pazzi, 1, scoring his first of the season at 17-25. Amidovsky carried the puck into the zone on the right side and dropped it back to the trailer who was Pazzi. Wellenreiter went to the front of the net and got tied up with a Colts defender right in front of Hillenbrandt, which screened him as Pazzi to the shot to make it 2-1 for the visitors. Pazzi celebrated by throwing the proverbially monkey off his back, and after the game said, "It feels good to get that one. Especially to get it to help the team win on the road." Pazzi would get on the score sheet again later in the game. After former battalion captain Owen Van Steensel, 15, scored at 4:36 of the second period, Pazzi struck again. It was the work of first-year forward Ryder Carey that led to the goal as he battled on the boards for the puck in the Colts' end, stripping a defender of the biscuit from below the goal line and feeding it in front to Pazzi, 2, who was left all alone for a point-blank chance which Hillebrandt could not stop. The goal put the troops back in front 3-2 at 12:29. Another former battalion, Anthony Romani, 8, tied at 3-3 near the end of the second. But Anaheim Ducks prospect Procizin picked up his second point of the night, with his 29th goal of the season at 3:02 of the third. He deflected in a point shot from Aaron Enright, which went up and over the shoulder of Hillebrandt. The Colts evened the game again at 11:53 when Romani picked up his second of the game and 9th of the season to round out the scoring in regulation. The battalion are tied once again with the Ottawa 67s for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, with a game in Ottawa coming up on Family Day Monday. We just have to have a good game. We need to be strong, be physical, play hard in their end and be responsible defensively, says Pizzi. Both teams have 44 points at the moment, but the 67s play the Kitchener Rangers on Sunday afternoon at home, and they have won 2 in a row, and are 4-6-0-0 in their past 10. Coming off the win over Brampton on Thursday at home, this win for the troops over Barrie is the first time they have won back-to-back games since they beat, ironically, Brampton and Barrie in back-to-back games on January 11th and 16. They will be looking for their first three-game winning streak since they started the season 3-0.